Bannon, along with former U.S. President Jimmy Carter and Graca Machel, the wife of former South African President Nelson Mandela, had hoped to travel to Zimbabwe in an attempt to speed up humanitarian assistance to the people of that country. Bannon said the group would continue their efforts to accomplish that goal.
We had hoped to go to Zimbabwe this morning, but we have had to take a call because the government has made it clear they will not cooperate. But we are going to continue our work in the region to determine the situation on the ground, what we can do to help increase assistance to the Zimbabwean people who are our main concern.
The group did meet Saturday with Morgan Tsvangirai, leader of the Majority Movement for Democratic Change and Prime Minister-designate of Zimbabwe, who said the crisis in his country has reached unprecedented levels.
The crisis in Zimbabwe has reached catastrophic levels, and that we welcome any initiative to try to highlight this problem so that it can be attended to. I appreciate very senior delegation for their interest. I want to thank them for taking their time to meet with us, and hopefully we can all make the collective effort to try to address this problem.
Zimbabwe has had no functioning government since early this year, when parliament was adjourned for elections in March, in which the MDC won a small majority in parliament, and Mr. Tsvangirai narrowly beat President Robert Mugabe in the presidential race. It was not sufficient to avoid a runoff held in June, but which he did not contest after widespread state-sponsored violence. The downturn in the economy has steeply accelerated. The official inflation rate was pegged at 231 million% in July, and the health services have virtually collapsed. Some 300 people have died in a widespread cholera epidemic currently gripping the country. And in notes, Zimbabwe has become a major regional problem also.
The Zimbabwean crisis is a regional problem. It's not just a Zimbabwean. Any crisis that creates millions of refugees in the neighborhood is regional, and everyone should be interested in resolving it. So we are talking to as many stakeholders as possible before we leave the region on Monday.
Mr. Carter said that despite the Zimbabwe government's allegations, the delegation did not intend to become embroiled in the politics of Zimbabwe.
Our purpose in coming here was never to be involved in the political issues that have been so controversial in the establishment of a new government in Zimbabwe, but only to help with the humanitarian issues, and we'll continue to do that.
Michelle, an international rights campaigner, said that it is the Zimbabwean people who have been forgotten in the political wrangling.
The process in Zimbabwe had been extremely dominated by the political issue, and the humanitarian crisis, the voice and the faces of people have not been very much in the mix. And that's what we wanted to do. But we want people of Zimbabwe to know that we care.
Meanwhile, in Lima, Peru, where he is attending an APEC summit, President Bush said in spite of the Zimbabwe administration's aggressive actions against its own people, the United States will continue to honor its commitment to provide emergency humanitarian assistance. He said the United States will also provide other forms of assistance pending the formation of a legitimate government that represents the will of the Zimbabwean people. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.